Good morning, people of Rydale, and welcome to 102.1 Palace FM. We're finally hitting your airways this morning. We're going to be here until the 27th of April to hopefully entertain you in the mornings. This is The Breakfast Show with Gareth Driver, and also I'd like to introduce the rest of my crew this morning. We have a resident newsman who'll be bringing you bulletins on the hour, every hour, and that's Matt Oliver.
To see you this bright and early, guys. This is what 7 o'clock in the morning is like.
Yeah, I must admit, it's not much of a friend of mine, but we're going to get used to it. We'll get used to it together. And also, we've got our glamorous travel, traffic, and weather girl, which is Faye Atkins. Good morning, Faye.
Good morning. I'm not sure if I look particularly glamorous at this time of the day, but
as glamorous as you can get.
Thank you. Thank you.
So what we're here to do is we're a community radio station. We're also given the chance for some young people in the area to get some vocational training in, who you'll meet through the course of the day. There's two young gentlemen by the names of Don McAndrew and Jamie Young. Good morning if you're listening this morning, guys. I very much doubt it though, because they're both on the school holidays, so they're still in bed. And also there's Anna Petrovsky as well, who will be helping read the news out, so you'll hear her voice quite often. We're going to be playing a nice mix of music for you, and the first one we've got lined up for you is Blur with Country House.
I'm paying the price of living life at the limit. Caught up in the centuries, anxiety. Yes, the craze on hell. It's too cold. kitchen. I've got new repeats and the permeates in the country. He takes a manner of pills and piles up banana spells in the country. Oh, it's like an animal farm, that's a rural charm in the country. He's got morning glory and life's a different story. Everything's going Jack and Jory.
2.1 Palace FM, Rydale's best alternative.
Good morning, it's 4 minutes past seven. You're joining me, Gareth Driver, on the breakfast show here on Palace FM. Just a quick introduction for the rest of my crew earlier. We'll have a quick chat with them, see what their hopes and expectations are for the station. For those of you, some important information on the station. If you want to get in touch with us, you can do it through email, and the address there is palacefm@ridepal.freeuk.com. I'm sure you'll hear that quite a few times during the course of the station output. Also, you can visit our website on www.ridalepalace.info, which will take you through to the cinema website, but you can click on the link, the Palace FM link there, and find out more information about us. Also, you can contact us by ringing in on 01653 699 688. At this time of morning, I can't always guarantee someone's going to take your call, but we'll do our best for you. Okay, going back to the rest of our crew. Good morning, crew.
Morning.
It is morning, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
Very early, but we're in good spirits this morning.
Yeah.
We're loaded up with tea, so that's the main thing for this time of morning. Okay, Matt, you're our head of news and sports. Can you give us a quick rundown of what sort of thing you'll be including in the news bulletins?
Doing the regular local, national and international updates, so events that are going off around the Morton and Norton areas, plus all the up-to-the-minute sports, and basically just keeping everyone in touch as and when they need it.
Good news. And you've got Anna Petrowski on your team. How's she been shaping up so far?
Anna, Jamie and Don, they've all been doing very well. So you can expect some very high quality news bulletins every hour, I'd imagine. It's a good team to work with.
Yes, it's a good mix. I mean, I must admit, we've been training for nearly a week now all together, and it's a good kind of family atmosphere. I hope that comes across. Faye, you're going to be our traffic and travel and weather girl.
I am, yes.
Have you got any snippets of weather for us that we've for today yet?
Don't pack your bikini for your bank holiday weekend. It might not be as nice as everyone's thinking. Well, sorry.
It's never nice when I wear a bikini anyway.
Voice
so.
Of doom, but sorry. No, you're right, it's not.
So, and what's your hopes and expectations for the station then, Faye?
I just hope that we fill good airtime and we keep everyone entertained and everyone informed and everyone gets something out of it that they want to.
Now, you've been responsible for coordinating the Palace FM talent contest.
Yes, I have.
Nicely named Rydale Idol, or Rydald Idol, as it's commonly been known around here.
Mm.
We had the auditions the other week. What did you think to the entrance we've had?
We had a real high standard of entrance. I was pleasantly surprised, because you never know what you're going to get. And we had a packed audition session with all different talents, from singing to guitar playing, and we had a band in. We had a really good time that morning.
Good, good. And you can hear Rydale Idol's talent contest on Saturday morning, starting at 10:30. I must admit, look out, some very, very good singing in that, that's all I've got to say. Okay, time to put another song on, and this one is Huey Lewis and the News and The Power of Love.
Make a one man weep, make another man sing. Change.
The Palace FM Breakfast Show. Well worth toasting.
Good morning. This is Gareth Driver on Palace FM. You're joining us on our opening morning. I'd just like to say the Breakfast Show is kindly sponsored by
the
Oh, hello, there we go. A few jitters in the system already. Let's get them out of the way early doors. The Breakfast Show, as I said, is sponsored by Molten Removals. So use them for all your international removal services, both national and international, Spain and France specialists as well. So give them a call. What else we got coming up for you today? Well, today we've got the two of our DJ Stars competition, or Radio Stars competition as it's called. I mentioned them earlier, Don McAndrew and Jamie Young. Jamie's going to be following this show this morning with the morning show. His main focus is going to be on music, so get your stereo turned up loud. He's going to play some good tunes for you this morning. Followed by Don McAndrew, who's going to be giving us his views on the Rydale area. So listen out to him, okay? A lot more music coming your way this morning. Starting off with Elton John and I'm Still Standing.
You can never know what it's like. Your blood like winter freezing just like ice. And there's a cold and lonely light that shines from you. You'll wind up like the wreck you hide behind that mask. Well, look at me, I'm coming back again. I got a taste of love in a simple way. And if you need to know while I'm still standing, you just fade away. Don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did? Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the pieces. Were meant to cut me down. And if my love was just a circus, you'd be a clown by now. No, I'm still standing better than I ever did. Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the pieces of my life without you on my mind. I'm still standing.
Molten Removals of Church Street, Norton offers you fantastic deals on furniture. Buy one, get one free on sofas, and 4x6 metal beds are just £99. Dealing with all UK, France and Spain specialists. Call 0800 652 9948 for a quote. Molten Removals, Church Street, Norton.
Good morning again, welcome to Palace FM. This is our maiden voyage into the radio waves this morning. You're listening to Gareth Driver on The Breakfast Show. So, as I said, sponsored by Molten Removals. Just to let you know some of the things we've got coming up, very exciting time tonight. We're actually going to be in the Milton Rooms tonight live. So those of you who can't make it to the Milton Rooms tonight, tune in from 10 o'clock and hear all the best from all the DJs there at the Milton Rooms. We'll try and soak in some of the atmosphere as well. Just catch it all in here. Tune your radios to 102.1 FM. and listen to the best tunes they got to offer. Also at the station, we're going to be trying to bring some debate to the area. There's a number of issues I know concerning the Rydale area that a lot of people have an opinion on, so we'd like to hear from you about opinions. Please do contact the station as much as you can, because it helps us to get in touch with you, with you the listeners of Rydale, and we can give you what you want. Any request, anything like that. We will be having a text service up and running very soon. We're just a few early bugs in the system, but that's to be expected. Oh, dear me. Is it me, or is it a bit chilly out this morning? Anyway, let's have another song. I'm going to play Survivor and Eye of the Tiger. Great one to get out of bed and get dressed to, this one. So get it cranked up. That was Survivor with Eye of the Tiger. It's now 7:21, not far from our traffic and travel report. Stay tuned at 7:30 for that, as well as the latest weather for Rydale. Right, just a few more things I want to talk to you about what's going to be happening here on Palace FM. We'd said, for those of you listening out, we'd love to hear from you. We want to know how far away you can hear us. So get on the email in where you're listening to us from, your name, and we'll give you a mention. And we've just said, we're just trying to see how far out we can hear us. So do contact us that way. Also, very exciting news for Palace FM. We have secured exclusively, with the thanks to many people who I'm sure will get mentioned when the prizes are actually given out, some exclusive Travis goodies. So if you're Travis fans, stay tuned. We've got so many stuff. We've got signed copies of the album The Invisible Band. We've got T-shirts. We've got signed photographs, a live DVD. It's coming out of our ears, all the prizes we've got, so stay tuned for that. What else have we got? Plenty things going on. If you're because it's Easter coming up, we're going to be carrying some religious services as well. We're going to be carrying some Easter services and the St. George's Day services, so hello to all those in the churches that are going to be helping us out. What else we got lined up? So much stuff going on the station that I'll keep you informed during the day. Not long to your traffic and travel, so stay tuned for that. Meanwhile, we'll have another song. And this one is, I have to say, you may not have heard it very often, but it's one of my favourite songs. And it's by Space, who I went to see as a 16-year-old at the Student Union in Preston. And it was an interesting night. I managed to talk to the lead singer for about all of 5 seconds until he completely blanked me, which was nice, but I've forgiven him ever since, and I'll play one of their songs right now.
Moulton and Norton's Community Radio, 102.1 Palace FM.
Good morning, welcome to the Breakfast Show, sponsored by Moulton Removals. Right, that was Space with Neighbourhood. I hope you enjoyed that. I said it is one of my favourite songs. As I mentioned before, we are going to be debating a lot of things here at the station. And one topic, I must admit, has been hitting home to me quite recently is to do with the Rydell Palace Cinema itself and the provisional grant of a licence here. Now, I know a lot of people in the area have got a lot of opinions about it. I want to hear from you, basically. Put your questions forward. I am going to be one of the co-licensees, so I'll try and answer them best I can for you. I've seen it in the local press, they said there's a lot of scepticism about it, so again, email us in, try and ring into the studio if you can get through, and we'll try and answer your questions, see what we can do for you, okay? We're going to slow things down a little bit this morning. It's been a bit hectic so far, and at this time of morning, we really just want to take it easy. So what we're going to do is play a nice, relaxing tune for you, and this is TLC with Waterfalls.
Palace FM, in conjunction with Yorkshire Forward and the Moulton and Norton Partnership, putting the ace into Palace.
Good morning, this is the Breakfast Show sponsored by Moulton Removals, and now as promised is Faye Atkins with the Traffic and Travel.
Good morning, weather. The A64 is flying freely in both directions, and that is going in and out of both York and Scarborough. There are no problems being reported on any of the major routes in Rydell this morning. No problems on any of the town routes, so if you're heading to Pickering, Moulton or Norton, your journey does look to be hassle-free. Trains are all running smoothly, no delays at the moment, and the weather this morning is a clear start. It's about 6 degrees, 42 Fahrenheit at the moment, with highs of around 14, that's 57 in the afternoon. But do be warned, it is going to be a humid day and it will feel much warmer than it is, and that's me for another hour.
Is it shorts and t-shirt weather then?
It might be today, yeah, today looks like a good day.
I do like to get my shorts out, but
yes, I've seen them before.
I'm not one of those people who likes to get the shorts out in the middle of winter though. It pains me to see those people with the bright pink legs, I have to say.
That's me, sorry.
Oh dear. Right, it's coming up to 7:32 here on Palace FM 102.1, Rydell's best alternative. I said we promised we'd slow things down a little bit, so let's keep that mood going. And here's Boyzone with Words.
A smile can bring you near to me. Don't ever let me find you gone, 'cause that would bring a tear to me. This world has lost its glory. Let's start a brand new story now, my love. In words and dedicate them all to me, and I will give you all my life. I'm here if you should call to me.
The Palace FM Breakfast Show. Well worth toasting.
Good morning, Rydell. Right, I asked you to text us in.
The Palace FM Breakfast Show.
I'm going to get used to that very soon. Excuse me for that. I will be getting used to it. It's all a learning curve for everybody here, so I hope you're going to give us the patience when things do go wrong. Anyway, back to the subject. So, we want to hear from you over the debate about the Rydell Palace Cinema here in Moulton getting a drinks licence. I've heard a number of opinions about it. Tell us if you like the idea of it. Tell us if you don't like the idea of it. The address we want you to email into is palacefm@rypal.freeuk.com. That's palacefm@rypal.freeuk.com. Also, ring into the studio. Hopefully somebody will be there to answer it for you. The number is 01653 699 688, and let us know your opinions of everything. Okay, what else can we talk about this morning? Well, thank you very much for listening would be the first thing I'd say to you. I hope you're going to try and stay with us for the duration of till the 27th. We've got, as I said, a number of good things coming up. If you're a sports fan, stay tuned. We're going to talk about what kind of sports output we're going to be having for you. Meanwhile, we're going to go to another song, and this one is from a few years back, but not too far back. It's Olive, and You Are Not Alone. That was Olive and You Are Not Alone. Welcome to the maiden voyage of Palace FM 102.1, Rydale's best alternative. Now, I've been asking for your opinions on the upcoming licence for the Rydale Palace Cinema. One of the people who works there is our traffic and travel girl, Faye Atkins. Morning again, Faye.
Hello.
Right. Recently in the press, there's been a lot of negative feelings about the whole situation.
Yeah.
From an inside point of view, can you give your spin on things?
Yeah, I think a lot of people have actually got the idea of the licence and the lounge here wrong. A lot of people think it's going to just be another bar or another pub in Moulton and Norton, and we do have a lot, and I understand their concerns that we don't need another one. But it isn't actually just another bar. It does have licensing conditions that you have to be having a ticket to that day's film to actually come into the bar and use the bar facilities. So it is actually for over 18s using the cinema on that day. So we don't have a lot of people coming in off the street. It wouldn't be used for that. I think that's the main concern people have.
I think another one of the concerns really is people worried that it's going to be probably the easy word to put it, a soft touch for underage drinkers. I mean, you've touched on it slightly.
Yeah.
Other than sort of, well, what are we going to do to combat that in the main?
Well, I think mostly it would be used by our regular cinema goers anyway. It's mostly for them. But I think we're also going to operate proof of age scheme card, which is a scheme where people can apply for a proof of age card if they don't have a driving licence with a photo on, or they don't want to carry the passport. If we're in any way unsure, it will be photo ID being required. It won't just be a driving licence without a photo, because it could be anybody's.
Okay, and what sort of thing are we going to be selling sort of here at the Rydale Palace Cinema?
I think it's going to be it's not going to be a very large stock, is it? It's going to be just a small bar. And the other concern I've had from people is that they didn't want the actual cinema smelling of alcohol, but alcohol isn't allowed in the cinema. It's only allowed in the lounge.
Well, I hope that gives people some things to think on about.
Indeed.
Again, we want to hear your views, so do email us in. The address is palacefm@rypal.freeuk.com. That's palacefm@rypal.freeuk.com. So, as I said, let's hear your opinions on the thing. Are you for it? Are you against it? Do you use the Rydale Palace Cinema a lot? So, if you are one of the regulars, do phone in. As I said, your opinions do count here on Palace FM. Meanwhile, we'll go to another song. A nice cheering off this time of morning, and it's 99 Red Balloons.
You and I in a little toy shop, buy a bag of balloons with the money we've got, set them free at the break of dawn, to one by one they were gone. Back at base, box in the software, flash the message, something's out there, floating in the summer sky. 99 red balloons go by. We'll be right back.
You're listening to 102.1 Palace FM, Rydale's best alternative.
Open 7 days a week and offering free local delivery, Norton Hardware now has gardening equipment and compost in stock, plus discounts for trade and bulk ordering. Check us out at 31 Commercial Street, Norton, or phone 01653 691 020.
The time is 7:48 here at Palace FM. Just looking through the newspapers, and there was one story that really intrigued me, and I have to say, you know, you get some people who you worry that have too much time on their hands. Well, this is the one character that really seemed to strike a chord with me. Sculptor Terry McGonigal has sculpted out of margarine a bust of Marge Simpson. Okay. Now, fair enough, I'm a big fan of The Simpsons, and yes, it looks great. But do not think to yourself, surely his time could be better spent elsewhere, possibly. I don't know. That's just my opinion. Okay. We're still looking for your opinions about the Rydale Palace Cinema getting a licence this morning. So do keep any emails or anything coming in, but we do want to hear your opinions. This morning it's sunshiny, which is good news. So for those of you heading out to the beach, we'll keep you updated on the news about the spot. We'll update you on the news on the roads and trains and how the weather's going to be for the rest of the day at every half past the hour. Also, we'll be having news and sport coming up very soon at 8 o'clock. So those of you who are awake, stay tuned for that. I'm sure there'll be a number of people across Rydale whose alarms will be going off at 8 o'clock. Just to tune into 102.1 Palace FM just to catch our news. So we'll say good morning to them later on. But for now, we'll go back to another song, and this one is All That She Wants by Ace of Base.